Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, let's see what's going on. What about the blog right here from the left door? I'm getting TG right. That's for us. That's another one from the Scar Jamon Grant.
Bringing a fullback now. I don't think Jermaine's on the wall. He's from scratch all day. They lined up yards left of Emmanuel in the gun. Second down, 10 on the feet, 8. They had three receivers. I hit the right wing, and then Robertson, Crabtree, Amari Cooper, single to left. One run of the fullback, Amawai. He powers Buehler through and picks up a Raiders down. Clever design there, Tom. They didn't think Galloway was going to run the ball. They worried about the run, so they run to right ahead, and Jamais picked up 11 yards. They're running behind Alexio Semele.
Tremendous throwing ability, 6'4", This is pretty much down to it. He needs to ride.
Goal on the Raider full four. Flacco on the shotgun. It was fight.
The Raider, middle linebacker, he just ran inside the end zone there. And a wide stick right in, just got inside, ran a stick route, came back into the Flacco, missed him.
Yeah, he missed him, and he first got covered. It looked like Joe had some inside coverage on him, and he tried to drill it, and I think he got away from him a little.
The Raiders hold. Joseph behind him, Morrow in front of him, they got doubled. And Watson, who Flacco just turned to on the goal line, short field goal attempt here, 20 yards. Justin Tucker had an amazing year last year. 38 for 39 of the best field goal kicking in the history. He had two this year, but they both been long. A 50-yarder and a 62-yarder. He cuts through that 22-yarder. He's 5'2" touchdown lead back now. 5:18 to play in the first half. Raven 24, Raiders 10 from Oakland. You're listening to Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Yeah. Adams, 9 Arch on third down. You're needing on third down a lot of more wide receiver or running backs to one side. Man coverage, they're going to run pick routes to try and get somebody open. It's zone coverage. You just flooded that zone this time. Russell Wilson spots the open receiver again.
See how good Wilson has been so far on third down. Running man until this point. Same play of the drive. Lazy spinning away from his attacks. One of them coming in was this Seattle offense finally showing that light, put it all together in the second half last week against Indianapolis. And said it's been a second half team, Arch. The last couple of weeks,
I've talked to Pete Carroll about that. And, you know, he recognized it, but he said, yeah, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So, what do you say? I don't care. As long as we go out there and put a bet to get something from you through the drive.
Wilson again on the picture, finds some daylight, incomplete. Able to locate Baldwin, still going, but losing him down. Joy Thomas goes to the field, and here's Baldwin's 7-year receiver. Well, the penalty marker is thrown. Far side of the field on the Seattle sideline. It's a pickup of a leg of the
pass. Holding. Defense.
So it's Tremaine Johnson on the penalty. So Scott Arch. The line penalty, of course, an 11-yard catch. There's Wade Phillips looking on. 4 years. Senior of Sean McVay, who's only 39 years of age. And then Seattle to 3-4 here, first and 10. Wilson spins down, fires back side. He was caught, but Jimmy Graham again. Catch for the tight end. Pick up a 5. Trey Johnson on the tackle. Well,
finally got to him, but look how wide open Jimmy Graham is. Right after the snap. He gets to the ball right there, and that's going to be a touchdown. But Wilson has been out, finally spots him. But a little late in the revision, this is an opportunity for a major play.
Martinez to run, final 3 change and a half. 13th play drive. And at the end of the 5. Second and 5, little misdirect play. Good kick. Breaking it. Tackles, one or one by Luckett, first down and goal. And a big 21-yard catch last week against Indianapolis, a run for 7. It'll be first and goal.
Well, 4 catches, 67 yards last week against the Colts. Leathery serves in yardage, but he also has the ability to do that. No real signs of that broken leg that he suffered last year. Here, Cody Davis has to be able to make that play in the open field.
Best offensive drive by 5 of the day for Seattle. One play call here to Rawls. Rams ball 3 times, plus, of course, the 2-minute ring. Aaron Donald on the tackle. This is where the play calling is so critical. There's Darrell Bell looking at play sheet.
You'd love to have a back that you can count on to pick up those 4 yards. You know, just ran up there. But, you know, it's kind of been hit-miss. You really don't know if it's going to tackle for a loss or if they're going to get positive.
The Seattle offensive drive is 2 minutes of blitzing as we reach the 2-minute warning on CBS.
In my experience, there are only 2 things going to go. The cash value of the New York policy, a policy that keeps your family protected, and my current souffle, which literally never stopped growing because of life. New York life.
I'm Jenny, and I quit pretty much 10. It takes a lot of planning to be a member. It's like, when am I going to be able to sneak out of here and quit? And you're not going to quit.
To
yarder. Doyle, the tight end, goes to Flacco, shotgun on second and seven. Just after the minute, warning, takes that. Pocket holds. Now Cox throws middle, catch made by back. Buck up by James Cowser. In for Bruce Serve and Corey Jenks, one of the Ravens lost to helmet. Ryan Jensen, their center. And the helm fried right off his head. Flick. Not going to stop the clock here, timeout. But Baltimore will continue to run on here. Play coming out here. The Raiders did win the toss and deferred. So they had to get the ball to start the second half. But they need to stop here. Took it for a set ball. Meanwhile, the clock continues to roll. This benefits the Raiders out. On the 44. Allen the lone back to the left of Flacco. Got it. They have three receivers right, one left. Flacco throws, catch, first down. Jeremy Mack, the former Eagle of Chief, into Raider territory. The 40s chip line. Justin Tucker, their football kicker, has a tremendously accurate and powerful leg. 10-yard pickup. A minute to go in the half. Ravens and John Harbaugh have all three tosses to use. Flacco on the gun. Now Alex comes in to the left. They put fair speeds to right, three receiver, left and run. Collins, whole flag came down. Right at the snap of the ball down, Judge, through the flag. Some lineup offsides. What was the call here?
I think it's a movement.
There's a movement on the
Brad Allen got the call, turning on his mic. And another official is going to come in and talk to Brad Allen. The young official was in the ACC for a while. In 2014, they cleared him to be a umpire, but then Mike Carey retired, and he became a referee right away his first year in NFL. So that's not happened since the early 60s and the great Tommy Bell. What's going over John Herbos, one against the Raiders? What's going on here?
I think you can let us know.
No.
You need to keep it.
So, Dixie, here's Brad Allen.
It was a false start on the offense prior to the snap. Baltimore has taken a timeout in order to avoid a 10-second runoff. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. We will reset the game clock to 50 seconds.
And that's one over Harbaugh, Tommy. Ball, you get a 10-second runoff or a timeout, and with three timeouts left, you'll have to use the timeout.
Yeah, it's a good move. It's a good move by Harbaugh because right now they're just trying to get in position to come out with some points, primarily a field goal.
So the false start will put it back in their own territory. In the E in Raiders in the logo, the first and 15, 50 seconds to go. Tucker made a 61-yard field goal in his career. He claims to have made in practice a 79-yard field goal. He has a real strong leg. He would be kicking away from the black hole upright, the preferred direction here for a kicker. Flacco going to throw in the middle. Oh, he overthrew Jeremy Mack to the behind. Take care. And that middle route shot coming to the left slot. So just missed it in there. Reggie Nelson was over. Carl Joseph was over. But a more accurate ball. Flacco would have hit Mack with it around the right 29-yard line.
It would have had to be almost a perfectly thrown ball. Because they were in a 2-deep zone with the man coverage underneath, it looked like.
Just missed. Macklin's son, he was cut by Chiefs. They released him. He was signed to the other OTA. And it, didn't take part in training camp with a back injury, so not on the same page yet. Flacco's, there's a slant right there, looking for a flag on Dexter McDonald. Call McDonald playing well. He played, and he had good tight coverage right on the hip there. Rashard Perriman on slant.
You're right. He played well, but he kept his hands free. You know that all of those plays that they throw pass interference. Get rid of him. He's right there now.
Big third down coming up. Racer rushing off Vanderdoes and Mario Rashard. Third down today, converted 4 of 5. The tough one though, third 15 with 43 seconds to go on their 49. Three receivers left, coming singled up by Flacco, throws middle, caught by Campanero. He is tackled short of the first to the round. The Raider 44-yard line by T.J. Carey. Timeout now will be called by the Raiders. They want the ball back, Tom. 33 seconds to go on the half, and Jack Del Rio was 2. Timeout on training.
Well, it depends on what Baltimore's going to do.
Will they punt? Will they go for it? Or will they try a 61-yard field goal by Justin Tucker? And that's Harbaugh's debating over on their sideline. John Harbaugh for almost decade was the radio special coordinator in Philadelphia, and he has one good one, and the top coach, Jerry Rosberg, they're going to punt. They're going to bring in Sam Cook here to punt the ball. The Rays will have T.J. Carroll back to field the punt. Brad Seeley is saying they actually don't want him up. They think they want him up the line. They want nobody back. Now Carey is going to go back. He came up top, now they want to drop back. Brad Seeley is worried about a fake here from Harbaugh, and now a timeout called by Baltimore. A lot going on as John Harbaugh and Jerry Rosberg called a timeout. They have one more remaining. For a moment, it looked like the Raiders were worried about a fake.
The Nico Autry is weapons, guys. I don't know what face defense. Yes,
Danico is hobbling off just hot board. He did today for the 6 3 weeks. Danico, a big party rotation. Remember Baltimore in that route a few years ago? They got 55. They're ready. John Harbaugh called for a fake against the Raiders to run up the score. A fake field goal. You're right. It was a field goal. Sam Cook, he was the holder of that. He actually caught it. And now they ran it. Now Cook tried to pooch it inside the 20-yard line. It'll go out of bounds. Beautifully. What a punt by Sam Cook. Out of bounds on the 5-yard line. He is just incredible the way he's able to change the flight of the ball. He can actually make the ball just turn midair. He's not a coffin. I don't know if he does it. But it's out of time. Now what do you do? You're on 5-yard line with 28 seconds to go. And you have one timeout left. You do the ball in the second half.
Yeah. Oh, do anything. We'll take a chance.
Deal down.
Well, run a play.
Yeah, run a play. Yeah, try to pop one and see.
Yeah.
You have one timeout, maybe a draw or pop a run.
Something you had a solid ball, maybe a nice good show pass. One of your favorites. Pick up, 10, 15 yards.
Alawale, your run back. They may just kneel down here. Alawale is your only running back. You got four receivers to the left. You single up Amari. Maybe it's a comic in Carl. Let's see what they do. They're going to run it. Jermaine's fullback right behind the bun side. Interesting call to run your fullback there. So that'll be it. Didn't kneel down, but essentially they did. And the Raiders are going to go to the side, and they'll get the ball start the same. You're only down 14, but your defense getting picked on, Sean Smith in particular, and a lot of haters going to hit the ball to start the second half. So at the end of one half here in Baltimore Ravens, 24, the Raiders in. When we come back, Tim Cage joined on the steal. Think it's a halftime report. You're listening to the NFL by Compass Media Networks. We'll be right back.
valet parkers who become medics, mothers who become emergency responders, sisters who shield brothers because they love them with a love that has no bounds, Frank first responders who... It's our medics and surgeons, all of them, who come running to the calls of those in need. Strength is what we need all our day, and strength is our promise for tomorrow.
About three steps.
That'll bring out Walsh. 6-7 to Bond season. So on field attempt will be about a 47-yard attempt to tie this game.
Well, that's how you cover a bit. They can't believe it. Robert Quinn, man, 6'4", 255 pounds, simply sprinting at Russell Wilson. Could have been a disaster.
So here's Walsh, Pro Bowl kicker, officially a 48-yard attempt. Good hold, and Walsh is good. And we are tied as we reach halftime. In a battle in NFC West, tied at 10. Halftime is next. You're watching the NFL on CBS.
Hashtag yeehaw. Hashtag I have a signal and I still can't put up.
Yes. Look out, come on.
To go back out to the field for the second half kickoff. Ravens lead the Raiders 24-10. I'm Tim Cates.
Sorry.